you think about the four-week-old UAW strike like a boxing match, Union President Sean Fain has been pretty much just jabbing away, keeping the automakers dancing, until this week when it popped Ford right in the nose. After saying last Friday that enough progress was being made to stave off more strike actions, Fain on Wednesday announced a strike of Ford's Kentucky truck plant, which makes big pickups and SUVs, generating about $500 million in revenue each week. It looks bad, but at least one analyst suggested that it may signal that the union is getting close to reaching a tentative agreement. The idea being that UAW leaders need to show their members that they're fighting hard to get all they can. Shutting down what's likely Ford's most profitable plant is a good way to do it. We'll see what happens today. It's more likely to get rougher before it's all over. With this week's Automotive View, I'm Jamie Butters, host of the Daily Drive podcast and executive editor of Automotive News.